welcome to the Construction Brothers Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Campbell, and with me, like he is every single day, my brother, Eddie Campbell.
What's up, Tyler?
Not much, Eddie. Who do we got today, man?
Dr. Tessa Lau.
My name is Tessa Lau, and I am the CEO and co-founder at Dusty Robotics. It's my second robotics startup. I was in the middle of a house remodel, and I saw all of these contractors coming to my home using pan tools and doing work on my house, and I thought there's got to be a better way.
So what are your robots doing exactly?
The way we think about it is we're building robots that do things better than people can do them. What we're focusing on right now is we're looking at the construction process as a manufacturing process. And so what we're building, you can think of it as a Roomba crossed with a printer, and it comes through and it takes your CAD and it draws it full size on the floor for you.
That's an incredible time savings, I would imagine, because the robot is going through and just continually marking things. What kind of things are you rubbing up against that are kind of harder edge cases for you to get at?
You've probably seen Roombas, right? You know, the robotic vacuum cleaners, a lot of people have them. And what they do, you know, they'll bounce around your house until it's clean. It's got to thread its way through all of those, you know, children's toys and chairs and knickknacks on the floor. And that's one of the things we're struggling with right now. You know, we come on some sites and there are all these stub ups in the floor. There's columns everywhere. There's materials that people have left behind. And it's a lot more challenging environment than some of the more open, big, open, wide flat spaces.
I would imagine these lines would get kind of scuffed up over time as well. So what have you guys done to, you know, keep the lines from getting scuffed up?
So we designed our system to be like an inkjet printer, you know, kind of like the one you have on your desk at home. It turns out that there are hundreds or thousands different types of ink out there that we can choose from. And so we found some that range from really low permanence ones that like disappear within 24 to 48 hours, all the way through to really durable inks that will stick around on site, even in full sun for a couple of months.
I mean, it's laying out the extremities of like a stud wall along with jib, and then actually printing out like the door opening.
Yeah.
So you're rendering that CAD file on the floor.
Yes, that's right. So it's a printer. So basically anything that's in CAD is what we can put on the floor.
Are you reading layers out of these CAD files or anything like that to kind of make it intelligent? Yeah. Like, I do want this, I don't want that.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, in some ways it seems like an obvious use of robotics, but yeah. Highly effective. How's it being received?
People love it.
I really want to talk some philosophy with you too, because we, you know, day job's kind of like in the BIM realm. That's what we do every day. We're going to need model data to drive robotics. So what do you see out there? Like, let's take us into the future a little bit. What do you see happening with some of that?
I believe that BIM models are the instructions for robots to do their thing. That's the instruction manual for how to build a building. And so as we get more and more robots out there, they're going to be reading the BIM and figuring out what needs to go where, and they're going to start executing on those instructions and turning it into reality.
You know, as a builder, as a construction guy, getting familiar with some of this technology, what can I do? Is there a kit that I can buy so I can help myself learn robotics? Like, how did you start?
A lot of people that I talk to in the construction industry have tried to make their own layout robot. Just to get started, it's actually easier than ever right now, because all the parts are out there. You can just buy a kit online and they don't cost that much. And you can just experiment with it. I've probably got some here in my office.
What are the other kinds of robots that you've been able to work with in past companies?
So my last company is named Savioke. They're still around. I was one of the founders and I was the CTO and also the chief robot whisperer.
I love that.
Around there. So Savioke builds robots that deliver room service to guests staying in hotels. You know, you have this little 3-foot tall R2-D2 style robot, and we programmed it to take the elevators. So you can imagine this little guy trundling down the hallway, getting into the elevator, getting out on your floor and bringing you a sandwich at midnight.
That's pretty sweet.
You know, even in this COVID era too, I mean, I would imagine that it would be growing a lot. Because even if you are staying at a hotel, not having the personal interaction between room service, that would be huge.
People don't want strangers showing up to their door when they need food. They want it delivered by robot. And the robot gets wiped down in between every delivery. And so you can be sure it's sterile.
You know, you came out of not the construction industry. and you came into the construction industry and you're innovating in it. And I just think that's so cool because it feels like you have to be in the construction industry for a long time in order to affect change. I love that you've only been in it for 2 years and you're affecting it at such a level that's just so cool to watch. I love it and I applaud you for it. It's so awesome. So let's switch gears though. I really want to get into our megaphone question. So if we gave you a megaphone that the whole industry could hear for 60 seconds, what would you say?
Ultimately, I think the industry is in the midst of a digital transformation. And as we're seeing that digitization happen, you've got to start thinking about how are you going to take those digital models and build off of them more effectively.
Hey guys, Tyler and Eddie here. Before you go, we have a plea for you. If you would, please go and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts or a review. That would be super helpful.
It would be your Christmas present to us.
Leave us some stars.
Many stars.
Maybe five.
All of the stars.
Every single star that you can.
Or if you don't think we're all that great, leave us more stars than you think you should have left us. But, you know, leave us some stars.
Just generosity is the name of the game this season.
This would be different than the Bethlehem star. We don't want one star.
No.
We would like five.
Five whole stars would be wonderful.
Four would be good. Three would be
meager.
Acceptable. And if you think you might want to do two,
just walk away.
Walk away.
Just
maybe
leave it alone.
Maybe don't do the review.
Yeah, seriously.
But we want honesty.
We do want honesty.
Promise.
But, yeah, honesty.
But just the good kind.
The good kind of honesty.
It kind of makes us feel better about ourselves.
So if you don't mind, take a second and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It really does help the show, and we would appreciate it greatly. Hope you guys have a great day.